Toronto, the average number of letters people receive has dropped significantly over the years, down to just 2 per week compared to 7 per week in 2006, according to Canada Post. Nevertheless, when you do get the odd envelope, it's likely for a good reason: a government notice, bank update, or other crucial missive that can't be transmitted online. The ongoing postal strike is highlighting just how important that mail can be, said Marvin Ryder, a professor with McMaster University's DeGroote School of Business in Hamilton. People forgot, Ryder suggested, of the key role provided by snail mail. They simply forgot about things like renewing a passport. There are over 80,000 passports waiting in Mississauga. They've been printed, they're ready to go, but we deliver them by letter mail. Now 3 weeks in, the strike's effects are hard to miss. Here are some of the things affected by the mail shutdown. Government documents. Canadians waiting on government documents, such as passports and health cards, can expect delays. The federal government says those who didn't pay extra to pick up their passports will be affected. Those who need the document urgently are advised to call Service Canada or visit in person to request the passport be made available for pickup instead. In Ontario, the government is telling people waiting for a health card renewal that they can receive emergency medical care at a hospital or clinic. It also says people should keep their receipt as temporary proof that they qualify for provincial health insurance, which they can use with their expired health card. Some driver's license renewal notices also haven't been delivered, so drivers may be unaware their permit has expired. The Northumberland Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, says, "This presents not only a legal issue but also a significant safety concern, and is reminding drivers to check expiry dates and spread awareness. Senior drivers, particularly those over 80, may already face challenges with mobility and access to information," the Northumberland OPP said in a news release. "Without proper reminders, some seniors may inadvertently continue driving on expired licenses, creating risks for themselves and others on the road." At-home health screening. Provinces that send residents at-home cancer screening kits are warning people not to send them back by mail during the strike. That includes Ontario residents who get a fecal immunochemical test, FIT, kit by mail to screen for colorectal cancer. Typically, recipients would mail their stool sample to a lab. Now, the province is telling people to deliver their sample in person. In British Columbia, much of the cervical self-screening process has been put on hold. That test, which involves swabbing the vagina, screens for HPV, the virus that causes cervical cancer. If the sample doesn't reveal HPV, the patient can forego a Pap test. The province says it isn't mailing kits during the Canada Post strike, and those who have them shouldn't complete them until the labor disruption is over. Residents who want a kit can order one now, but it won't be sent until Canada Post resumes service. Both provinces say residents will receive the results of completed tests, but not directly by mail. Results will be shared with the patient's primary care provider. Charity donations. Some charities are reporting a drop in donations that they attribute to the strike. In Vancouver, the VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation says its annual millionaire lottery is taking a hit amid the labor action. The campaign raises money for medical research and equipment, supporting Vancouver General Hospital, UBC Hospital, and other health services. Like many charities, it relies on mail campaigns to get the word out. But with the strike in effect, the charity hasn't been able to distribute lottery brochures, disrupting ticket sales. The Toronto Zoo's Wildlife Conservancy said it's also feeling the pinch. Like many nonprofits across the country, most of our donations come in at the end of the year, many of them via the mail, Executive Director Kathy Koch said in an email. Donations this year are roughly 40% lower than the same time last year, Koch said, though it's unclear just how much of that is related to the mail strike. Both organizations are urging people to donate online. Library services. In some cases, Canada Post delivers library materials directly to patrons, but that is now on hold. So too, are interlibrary loan services facilitated by the Canadian Library Materials Service, which gets a reduced rate to ship materials to registered public libraries, university libraries, and other libraries operated by nonprofit organizations. Likewise, the Center for Equitable Library Access is not delivering physical materials during the strike. The organization provides library materials to people with a learning, physical or visual disability that prevents them from reading conventional print. While digital services are not affected, it has paused production and distribution of audiobook CDs, embossed Braille and print Braille until the strike is over. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 4, 2024. Nicole Thompson, The Canadian Press.